Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are God-made, not self-made. That's right, you heard me. I say real men are God-made, not self-made. Now, I heard someone once say, show me a man who's self-made, and I'll show you a man with a fool for a creator. Ouch. See, we live in a society that values and reveres what we call the self-made man. The man who's able to pull himself up by his own bootstraps. The man who can make his own way in the world. The man who can control his own destiny. The man who becomes the master of his fate. However, if you read in Deuteronomy chapter 8 like I did this past week, you'll see that God sees the self-made man a little differently than we do. Now, in full disclosure, this chapter cut a little bit too close for me for comfort. I'll explain shortly, but allow me to read just a few passages to you from Deuteronomy chapter 8, starting in verse 11. Check this out. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. Verse 12 goes on and says, otherwise, when you have eaten and are satisfied and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and gold multiply and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Now, but the revealing verse, at least for me, comes in verse 18 when it says, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who has given you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. And it continues in verse 19, it shall come about if you ever forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you today that you will surely perish. Now to the average man, that passage of scripture may not convict or impact you the way it did me, especially if you don't consider yourself a man who's highly motivated, ambitious, driven, determined, hardworking, or who others would consider a go-getter. But if you're like me and you are that type of man, this week's Real Man Check-In is just for you. See, Deuteronomy 8 is a great snapshot of my personal financial life. Although I didn't experience 40 years in the financial wilderness, it sure felt like it when I was growing up as a poor child and teenager in the ghettos of Miami, Florida. I watched how God miraculously provided manna to my family and supplied my needs literally on a day-to-day basis. And due to time constraints, I'll spare you the gory details. But as God brought me out of that wilderness and into the proverbial promised land of financial prosperity, in which he allowed me to earn a solid six-digit income before I was age 30, I still did what many of the Israelites did. I forgot and sometimes blatantly ignored God's commandments. I confess, I didn't humble myself. I thought and felt that I did it all by myself. See, my teenage mother had stopped mothering me at 10 years old, and my father had abandoned me at 2. And no one, including my teachers, believed that I would ever do anything positive or constructive with my life. And as every important person in my life seemed to have forgotten me, I conveniently forgot about what God said in verse 18, which was, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to make wealth. And as a result, I broke free from the slavery of poverty, but I pursued other gods. I pursued more wealth, a greater reputation, more respect, more positions and titles and possessions, and eventually more women other than my wife, whether they were on a screen or in the flesh. The same God who gave me the power to earn wealth, I ended up abusing his grace more than I thanked him for it. And although God has restored much of what I lost, I'm still living with some of the consequences of my disobedience even to this day. Along this wilderness journey through manhood, I learned some very valuable lessons. Like, never make money your God. We're supposed to make money, but we're supposed to fear God in reverence. That God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. See, it's about contentment, not attainment. And most importantly, he who is self-made has a fool for a creator. See, it is the Lord our God who gives us the power to make wealth as men. So we use the wealth that we earn for his glory, not our own. Because we know that real men are God-made, not self-made. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners, and here's one of them. Check this one out. This one is from Mighty Man One. He says, "This is a great podcast, a good listen with practical knowledge about men becoming mighty godly men. Not a lot of emotional fluff that you might get on Sunday mornings. Instead, practical guidance and challenges for growing in strength with God. You don't have to be super spiritual to get started. Give this one a try and start becoming the mighty man God sees in you." Thank you, Mighty Man One. I really appreciate that review. And guys, we appreciate all of them. Each week, I try to share a different one. I pick them randomly, so if you leave a review, who knows? I just may end up reading yours on the air. So go ahead, take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and exponentially grow the podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And if you'd rather drop us an email, you can do that too. Just email us at realmenconnect@gmail.com. That's realmenconnect@gmail.com. And thank you guys so much for listening and for making us the number one podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, keep subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.